Next item is subdivision 2005-62, Dream Builders Construction Incorporated as a preliminary.
This application was also deferred August the 10th for further consideration. Denrec has issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site's suitable for individual on-site septic systems. And we've also received a letter of no objection from DelDOT in reference to the entrance location.
That's your thinking.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2005-62 for Dream Builders Construction, Inc., based upon the record and for the following reasons. The subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county. The land where the subdivision will be located is not considered, is not considered prime farmland. The subdivision with the conditions placed on it will be integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. The subdivision will be a restricted residential development. It will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The subdivision will not adversely affect schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Denrec has indicated the site is suitable for on-site septic systems. This preliminary approval should be subject to the following conditions. Number one, the number of lots shall not exceed 79. Number two, the applicant shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DelDOT's requirements. In addition, the entrance onto the county road shall be lighted and landscaped with the lighting and landscaping features shown on the final site plan. The restricted covenants shall include agricultural use protection notice. There shall be no lot lines within any wetland lines. A school bus shelter with parking for at least four vehicles shall be included near the entrance to the project. There are currently no amenities shown on the preliminary site plan. While not every development needs a pool, they all need significant open space. In this case, the open space is primarily only the stormwater management area. On the final site plan, the area around stormwater management ponds, currently identified as lots 15, 16, 23, 24, and 25, should be redesigned to dedicate more open space, even if these lots are eliminated. There must be a notice contained in the restricted covenants stating that hunting activities occur on neighboring and adjacent properties. Street namings shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-62, Dream Builders Construction Incorporated, as a preliminary with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.